B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rims with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigger, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam.
RJ Bell from pregame.com and Fox Sports Radio is with us. He's brought to you by PropSwap. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sportsbook tickets. PropSwap.com is where you go for that. Jim, if you could pot RJ up for me, that'd be lovely. RJ, happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, boys, happy Thanksgiving.
What's going on, RJ?
Do you do Thanksgiving in Vegas? Like, Vegas seems like to me like one of those cities that just misses all the holidays for some reason.
You know what's funny? I moved out from Ohio 21 plus years ago, and the one holiday that my family has come out pretty much every year is Thanksgiving.
That's great.
Because you think about it, as much as we all love Thanksgiving, the stress around, oh, is the turkey there? You can go to certain places here and get a bird brought out to you, the whole bird, all the trimmings. It's like $30 a person. I mean, so it's not cheap, but it's a good deal. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
We had a lot of good Thanksgiving meals when I was in Vegas.
Yeah.
Hey, RJ, I was thinking about you this week.
All
you,
right.
You... like set the lines or report the lines or provide the lines for the Associated Press, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're the exclusive odds provider, pregame.com, Associated Press.
Okay, so here's my question. Casinos, it's my understanding, set the line pretty much so they get 50-50 action on the bet. There are exceptions, but that's kind of what it's there for. When you're providing the lines, is it more based on who you actually think is going to win the game by how much, or is one kind of influenced by the other?
That's a great question. So there's two ways to approach making a line. One is to split the result.
Yep.
So that would be saying, and let's use an example. Let's say that we thought the Patriots were much better than the market, than people generally thought. So if you ask people and they say, well, how's the Patriots going to do against Team X? Well, they might say, oh, we think it's a coin flip, 50-50. And I might think, oh, no, Patriots are clearly better. They should be a three-point favorite. So now what do you do with the line? You have to make it where you're splitting the perception, right? You want the perception to be that it's a 50-50. And the difference between that and a handicapper is he's making his line to split the result. Now, what I will say, and this is a nuanced answer quickly, if the event doesn't have a ton of action, the sports book is okay if they split the result and not the action, because it's not that big in the overall bottom line, so they're not afraid to be lopsided. That's what they call it. If you're lopsided right on a game, and you know what's funny? If you offer a lopsided game, you actually generate more action, because if everyone thinks the line's right, they don't bet. And that's why you hear about a trap game. A trap game is the idea that the book is offering the public something that looks very appealing and it's going to cause them to bet, but it's a trap because really it's not that good. So in general, the individual books will tweak it to maybe be lopsided in spots where they're willing to be lopsided. But finally, in the Super Bowl, no one ever wants to be lopsided because the betting is so big relative to their overall month, let's say.
The handle.
Yeah, the handle is so big, they want to be even because they don't want exposed to losing a bunch of money.
Gotcha. All right. Good.
RJ, we just got news about the game tomorrow night with the Ravens and Steelers being postponed to Sunday. What do you think that will do to the line between now and Sunday?
I think it has to help the Ravens. To some degree, the only thing as a Steelers fan that I can say is that perhaps there's going to be, because the thing you got to remember is Pittsburgh really felt resentful of the way the Tennessee game was handled, because they were ready to play, they were practicing, and Tennessee just couldn't play, right? And Pittsburgh believed as an organization that Tennessee should have been forced to play, the league was being generous to them. Now, so Pittsburgh lost their bye over that effectively. Now, against the Ravens, the dastardly Ravens, and finally Pittsburgh gets a short week, right? So there's a big advantage to be the home team on a short week. So now the short week becomes a normal week, and number two, it gives the Ravens a sense of relief because you know they had a bunch of anxiety, think, oh my God, we got to play on Thursday, and so-and-so's out, and so-and-so's out. I think it's a major advantage to the Ravens.
Well, see, I would think it would be advantage Pittsburgh because this would show how dire the situation is or could potentially be getting with the Ravens where you might even have more guys on. Pittsburgh's pretty pissed off.
You Pittsburgh
look
is
look at the reaction. Players are all over Twitter saying, yeah, the damn league already took our bye away, restructured
exactly.
their whole schedule, and
that's
they're screwing us again.
I think if this motivates Pittsburgh okay. even more, it could help. But I mean, to me, I don't understand that. You're saying maybe more people get it between now and then. Now, if anything, I think it's potential that some people are going to be, you know, they yeah. wouldn't have been able to play Thursday, but they will be able to play Sunday.
It's crazy. I may just, I don't look at Tennessee earlier where there was a couple on the outbreaks. Next thing you know, 23 had it. That's kind of yeah. the way I was thinking. So.
Well, as a Steelers fan, I don't wish anyone right. on the Ravens gets COVID, but I kind of do.
All right. When we look at the first game tomorrow, the Lions game, Hardy can't pick this because he's a Lions fan. He can't objectively look at it. But T-Bone and I looked at this, and we said, "Go with Detroit." Your thoughts?
I don't want to go with Detroit.
Neither do I, RJ.
I'm not saying that's not sharp. I'm saying that it may be too sharp because you know the question is there ever sharp. A time that a team's too bad to think there's value on? And I would make the case that this Lions team to get shut out against you know the Panthers who just gave up 45 points the week before, and I think that Patricia lost this team. And to some degree, the one time I don't want to play a team, even if it seems like they got value, is when there's internal discord, when there's locker room disruption. And, I mean, what's the chance now that Patricia's back?
Very little.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I would say is, and we did this study this week, last 10 seasons, Thanksgiving Day, how did the Lions do the first quarter? Because the theory is they're used to that. Every year, that early start on Thursday. Because remember, even a typical Thursday game is Thursday night. This is now like 6 hours, 7 hours earlier. And I would make the case that's a big difference. And they are actually 7-3, the Lions, in the first quarter. So if you do like the Lions, maybe look first quarter because it's not only a short week now, but a short week that starts even before 1 Eastern. That's something that's very unusual.
How about the under in that game? We went Lions in the under.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me about that is when the Lions, you know, did Stafford not shut out? How much did that have to do with his hand and an injury? And if so, is that any better?
Yeah. What do you like this weekend?
Well, I tell you, I kind of like Minnesota. I think everyone's going to jump off of Minnesota because, oh, look, they're hot. And it's like, but now they got beat by the Cowboys? Ooh. But really, the Cowboys with Andy Dalton weren't supposed to be that bad. And the Cowboys now, without win, have a real chance at the division. In fact, they're the second favorite to win that division right now, Dallas, the NFC East. So I think they were focused, and the O-line's gotten better. So to some degree, I'm not going to excuse Minnesota losing. I'm going to say it's not as bad as it seems. If you look at the last 5 weeks, efficiency during non-garbage time, the second-best offense is Minnesota, and the ninth-best defense. So to me, this is one of the top two or three teams, Minnesota, in the league the last 5 weeks, and now against a Carolina team that everyone's like, oh, my gosh, they can win with Walker. Oh, my gosh. Listen, Matt Rule's a great coach. I really think he's a borderline great coach. But Zimmer is a better coach. And against Patricia, it was all about Matt Rule out-coaching him. I don't think that's the case this week, Minnesota.
Would you touch Tampa Bay, Kansas City?
Yeah, I tell you, I like Tampa Bay here. I mean,
so excited.
Oh, my God.
They need one bad.
You need it.
Let me ask you guys, what do you guys think about this talk about Brady's nap time and such?
Brady's nap time?
I haven't heard much about that.
What do you got there?
Well, what they're saying is everyone's speculating. I'm hearing in Vegas people talking where it's like these night games – in which they're playing so poorly that Tom Brady goes to sleep at 9 o'clock typically, and that he's just he's logy during the night
interesting.
Game.
Interesting.
He does look a little glossed over at night.
That's why Arians did the night practices trying to acclimate his quarterback to staying up past 8:30.
Sleep cycles all messed up on these night games.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Listen to the meanness coming out. You guys have been wanting to bash him for years. Here's the chance.
Zoe has a direct line to the man himself. He talks to him all the time.
Was that an issue, do you think? Is that a legitimate issue?
I mean, if he's that regimented and structured, but he's been up before doing stuff late.
All right, well, you could say it's a tough competition at night, which naturally happens, or it could be night. I'll tell you this, Kansas City has flipped the switch, meaning not been motivated more than any team this year, right? No doubt about that. And now they win the division effectively. They get their revenge. They don't have any great, you know, it's like Mahomes doesn't have any beef with Brady. I'm not saying they don't play hard. I just think Tampa is so much more focused. And listen, you're getting 3.5 in the game. I think there's a lot of value on Tampa.
Okay.
All right, RJ. Great to talk to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your weekend.
See you, pal.
See you, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
RJ Bell from pregame.com and Fox Sports Radio with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
So off our little discussion here with RJ and help from him, I will readjust my pick and come off the Pittsburgh Raven game, and I will take Tampa getting 3.5.
Oh, of course you will.
I'll take the Bucs.
So from the Steelers to your other pick, the Bucs.
Bingo.
So, again, it's either Brady or the Steelers.
I don't like the way you kind of have these sly comments you slide facts. In the last couple weeks.
Just facts.
Yeah.
You love Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, and you love the Steelers. That's okay.
Jim, did you tell us that uniforms. You had new high school football calls for us today? Some new material?
I have one that's... It's not new. We've actually played it before, but we had such a bad quality. I don't even know if we actually played it on the air.
Okay, can we play it on the air now that we have a good one?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that coming up next in your calls for the rest of this program, which ends at 2 p.m. today. All right, so 45 more minutes to go.
He's already checked.
What do you want me to do? That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Russell in a shotgun, back looking left, and fading to the left. He's got him. Touchdown in the left corner. They need points right here. Wilbur underneath takes it and fakes it, coming out on a bootleg. One man missed it, and he's going to fire. Touchdown in the back of the end zone. Russ in a shotgun, gives it off to Lewis, going to the right. Lewis getting outside, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown to Corey Lewis. The Milk have just thrown another hook. Boom, boom, bam. Get out of the way. Strap up. Lewis on that drive. Can we just give it to him?
Yes, sir.
All right. The snap and the hold, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. It is 34-34. He was the guy that came out with it. Norcross got another life, and they're on the 48. The 49. Take it, toss. We've got the Kamara moving to the right. Kamara, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Kamara, touchdown! Norcross Blue Devils. You want to talk about momentum?
That Kamara you hear, of course, is Alvin Kamara. When he was in high school. Touchdown! It's a good one. It's Norcross Mill Creek. Back in 2011.
Oh,
2011 right there. By the way, that was a neutral broadcaster. That wasn't a broadcast for one of the two teams. Neutral broadcast, September of 2011. We've got a clip that Jim doesn't even know if we've ever played it on the air, but he's found a better quality version of it. And I'd like to hear it, quite frankly.
So, Jim.
Let's hear it, Jim. Where's it from? What is it of?
So the clip that made it around the internet was from Fox Sports. I don't know if it was a regional Fox Sports doing the Texas High School State Championship game.
Okay.
When this team, you know, do you want me to reveal what happened in the play?
No.
All right.
No, I think we should hear it as it happened.
It was the final seconds of the 2018 State Championship game, but it was also broadcast on the radio, on the internet at least.
Okay.
So we found the internet broadcast of this.
All right.
We're going to go with a bunch formation out here to the right.
Bunch set, four wide receivers to the right side, five wide, one at the top. Prevent defense for Duncanville. Davis out of the shotgun, three-man rush. Last play of the game, barring an offensive penalty. Stepping up, going to heave one for the end zone. It is
caught! Touchdown!
I've been here.
Is that Scott Zolak in the booth?
That's me in a Malcolm play. That's how you feel. But the improbable.
No.
No way.
Oh. Did you dub that in?
Yes. But
that's back and forth. You and him.
That's the both of you, side by side.
Wow.
The laugh. Scary how close that is.
Big play. Think the game's over. All for naught. And then changes. It's a good play.
Oh.
Oh. Don't warn me. Give me the cutthroat thing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unreal. Wow. That's a good one, Jim. Good find.
Good job, Jim.
Let's go to the phones. Mary in Newburyport. Mary.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
I just
want
to say happy Thanksgiving and
how
much I appreciate you every day. You've really kept my spirits up this year with all your silly banter and insulting one another.
So you in Newburyport there, huh?
Yes.
You know my boy Max Lane? See him around?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
I've been up there. I've been to the Grog before.
Oh, yeah, sure enough.
Yeah. Good spots.
Well, I'm out and about today. I'm doing a little... making some purchases at local businesses. And
that's great. It's nice of you to do that.
Some cheer.
Oh,
but I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you guys and your bright spot in my day.
Well, that's great. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
Yeah. For a second, I thought that was our friend Cruising with Mary.
No.
But you were supposed to call into Cruising with Mary.
We didn't think that would really line up to how we could tape that.
But so you,
I asked Jim, like, think I should. He's like, I don't know how we do it.
So you were only going to do it if you could tape it?
Yeah, so we could have fun with it.
Oh, I thought maybe just do it out of the, you know, your love of
50s
rock and roll and cruising music.
I like that little bump back you had right there. Was that the
Supremes? What do we got?
Is it the Supremes or the Chantels?
It's nowhere to run to.
I love
it.
Yeah. Wait, we got all genres. That's great. I love that. I love old music. I could sit there and watch Ed Sullivan when he introduces the Four Tops and, you know, the Commodores and then Diana Ross and the Supremes next. What they're going to do is each other's hits. It's on the Ed Sullivan show. I said, at least this is good.
You didn't watch Ed Sullivan?
Yes, I did. I watch videos of it.
Oh, okay.
Not like back in the day.
Right.
There.
No. Yeah, I used to watch Ed Sullivan.
My grandmother used to make me sit there and watch Hee Haw with her and... Lawrence Welk.
Oh, Hee Haw. We all watched.
Yeah.
People say, why'd you watch that? It never entertained
me.
No, of course not. Yeah. But there was nothing else on. That was it.
Hollywood Squares. Yeah, once in a while.
Hee Haw was Sunday night.
Yeah.
Adam.
Boo! Bonanza.
Adam in Nashville. Hey, Adam.
Me and Mabel sitting in the tree.
got Zolak, got Beetle Baby. Casper, come on, baby, get in the spirit. We're getting the Christmas lights up, and I'm going to end it right there. What?
Yes, you are.
Anybody else would like to call for a rap? Just get in line, 617-779-0985. We'll put you right through.
Michael in days. Salem. Michael.
Yeah, hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you, Michael.
I just wanted to ask Zoe about Mac Jones,
yep.
The Alabama quarterback.
Yeah.
I think there's a good chance that he could be the next at least Patriots draft pick at quarterback. The kid's accurate. He's poised under pressure. The kid's a solid quarterback. I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
Honestly, couldn't we say it about any Alabama quarterback going all the way back? I mean, the Saban runs same pro style system. They always have 4.3 speed guys on the outside. You know, when you're throwing the ball to guys like Judy and company, I mean, come on. Ruggs, you know, it's easy to throw touchdowns. I got to see more on him. He throws a lot of those balloon balls. You know, he lays the ball. But they got guys running away from people. They got flat-out speed on the outside. They just reload. And he's still young. Sophomore.
Scott in San Francisco. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, Beetle? I wanted to talk to you about Pat Summerall.
Sure.
I don't agree with your assessment. I think he is probably one of the best all-time play-by-play men in the NFL. Let me tell you why. First of all, he doesn't have a canned approach during a big game like a Joe Buck or a Jim Nantz. Jim Nantz, they're good, they're smooth, but just seems fake. I think Summerall was more of a statesman and just let the game come to him like a player would. Not only that, him and Brookshire, a couple of maniacs, took two horses into the Park Plaza Hotel. No. How can you not like a guy that did that, right?
What? What so?
I didn't know where he's going with that.
Oh, I hung up on him because I thought he was about to say something bad.
Yeah, I think he was getting ready to.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't really. Something about horses? What?
During the break. I'll tell you during the break.
All right. I want to hear that story. Hardy will have the headlines. Thanks, so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Former QB, always laser-focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Them sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I am the easiest man to please when it comes to food. I have to be honest. I think it's definitely the turkey with a warm gravy. Maybe it's the last spoon or fork of food on the plate, you know, that has a little bit of salt and pepper and maybe a little bit of the turkey and gravy and some of the stuffing that would be there and maybe just a smidgen of that cranberry stuff, right? Not like a big, not kind of overwhelm the last bite, but that right there, oh my goodness, right? That last bite's worth a lot. I might add that the turkey sandwich with mayonnaise, mustard, onions, and a little salad, a little lettuce, kind of makes for good eating later too, doesn't it?
Ping, ping. Zoe loves that clip, and every time I hear it, it pisses me off because I want to go Charlie Casserly on him. Like, oh, you like turkey and warm gravy? No,
oh no, he perfectly described right? The
well,
final
Hardy hates turkey
bite.
So.
I just don't think it's all that. I mean, with Beetle, I don't think it's all that insightful. I don't think he's saying anything.
I think it's brilliant. I'd send my kid to LSU if he was still coaching.
Right, because I'm going to sit here and wax poetic about something that no one ever thinks about.
I know he's still coaching, Jim, but I wanted to go to LSU.
Oh, you actually bad Kansas is right now?
You actually put some of the same things on the plate on one forkful.
Warm, and gravy, not cold.
Yeah.
Warm.
Yeah. Oh, and you have you use leftovers to make a sandwich later on? Well.
Gee, wow.
Knock me down.
What a concept.
Jim, have you tried the mustard and onions on the turkey at night?
No, and I won't.
And I don't think I'm going to do that, but Jim does something else way with a sandwich.
Yeah,
why don't you tell him again?
I like his description better.
Crushed Lay's potato chips on Jim's turkey sandwich.
No, that's your imagination. I have potato chips on the side of my sandwich.
He doesn't crush anything.
It's the only time all year I eat those like plain Lay's.
Classic
potato
Lay's,
are you
yeah.
getting ready for that? You gearing up for that tomorrow?
I got two bags this weekend.
Look at him.
So what do you do with the sandwich?
I love Jim's
cold sweat.
I do nothing with the sandwich. I just have a normal sandwich. I just have the chips on the side.
I just love how
so I was imagining, reimagining this.
Jim is a man of routine. I just love that about you. Just do.
You're going to have to figure out what to do on the TV. Something else on the TV tomorrow night.
It's good. It's all
watch you watch
sandwich.
Why don't you
after
watch
the trees up, you get the sandwich.
He's going, you're going, I know up. What Jim's doing. Jim's going right to the Hallmark Channel.
Could be. Maybe Home Alone.
Home Alone's a good one tomorrow night.
That usually kicks off the holiday movie season.
We got an email, by the way, Hardy. I don't know if you saw it today on Home Alone.
I saw it. I haven't read it.
I watched
yet.
That Netflix show, How It Was Made.
How
oh
was
my
it?
God.
Was it good?
When they show the pool and then building the sets inside the pool, it's amazing.
I want to see that. I'm going to watch that.
Wow. This is long. There's a lot here.
So Greg checks in and he wants to give us 10 bullet points.
Oh, God.
On our conversation about Home Alone. First one being the pizza cost is accurate. You questioned that earlier, Hardy.
It just seemed like expensive pizzas.
Yeah, he said
back in 19. When was the movie?
Disagree.
So disagree.
I remember in the 80s and 90s being back home, Jake's Pizza in Little Belle Vernon, Pennsylvania. It would be in the low teens.
Well, this was Chicago, Illinois. So come on.
But I remember pizza being over $10 when I was a kid. I remember.
Well, it says here, Kevin later in the movie.
Oh, rich kid.
He gets a cheese pizza. It's $11 and some change for a single cheese pizza. That would mean if the other pizzas had toppings, we're talking $12 to $14 a pie.
Gets up there.
Pizza wasn't cheap. Small cheese is not $11, though. That's the problem. Starting from that, that's your starting point.
But what happened?
What if they were charging for delivery?
What happened?
This wasn't
back,
Domino's.
What, there that's wasn't true. Many delivery back in the day, too. Hardy, remember this? And there weren't the mass-produced pizza chains also.
Okay.
So you had your little mom and pop joints, so they had to make money, and that's why pizzas were so expensive.
Yeah, it was a nice neighborhood.
It's not like you run down the street, you get your Domino's right next.
No, he wasn't getting little Caesars. Not in that neighborhood.
We didn't have any of that.
No. All right, what else?
Some other things like questioning the church scene before the robbery. It's Christmas Eve, a massive church, but there's nobody there.
That should be the big service right there.
He says the family leaves the pizza guy hanging while they all ate.
Yeah, it's a rude family.
Yeah,
they're generally unlikable.
He says the miscount by the oldest daughter does have an explanation when she accidentally counted the neighbor's kid in the travel van.
We know that.
He said, would Kevin be charged with premeditated murder if the thieves had died from their injuries?
Because he'd be defending his house.
His next sentence, as he writes here, he has a right to defend his home, sure, but he also should have gone to the police several times before that night instead of setting deadly traps everywhere in the house. He said, how is the dad so calm on the flight when the mother realizes she forgot Kevin? He acted like, it happens.
Yeah, because he's not a big fan of Kevin's.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the dad and Kevin. I agree.
Yeah.
He said, how is it that the mother realizes they forgot Kevin on the flight despite her never having looked back to do a family headcount?
Exactly. She took the other kid's word for it.
Right.
There was nothing for her to realize.
I wonder if Kevin's dad was in cahoots with the weirdo uncle on all this stuff. That other theory.
Wants to know why it is that the nail that sticks through the little piece of tar paper there. Why is it the guy steps onto it instead of trying to go a different way? How does he not see the giant nail sticking up?
No, he's got to really directly get on top of that thing. Yep.
Mm. Yeah. How is it Kevin is able to foresee that the same thief that would lose his shoes would also, in perfect sequence, come through the window and step barefoot into the ornaments placed directly under the window?
Sometimes in a championship run, you got to get lucky. There's an element of luck, and Kevin got lucky on that one.
Sort of the thieves, too, had little Michael Myers in their veins. I mean, like, every time they're down, they just keep coming back. Like, even going to the Lost in New York, Home Alone in New York, when he's throwing the bricks over and hits him in the head from five stories up, they just keep coming at him.
So why does it take so long for the police to get to the neighbor's house after Kevin calls and says he's Murphy? The whole spider scene and the scene where they climb the rope outside happens after Kevin calls the police. That's a horrible response time for a robbery in progress. You would think. And then Greg signs his email by saying, if you decide to mention any of these, please don't mention my email on the air.
What?
Thanks so much, guys.
What? Why, Greg, what's his name and where's he work?
Why'd you mention it?
I didn't read that part until now.
Oh. Well, it was nice of Greg to email in.
Greg, thank you. I don't know why we couldn't mention the email.
Like,
he signs it Greg J. Who's Greg J?
He doesn't want to be mentioned.
Greg could be anybody.
His wife's going to lock him in his closet now for a week.
Greg J.
Feed him under the door.
Yeah, say it nine more times. He didn't want it mentioned.
Greggy J.
He didn't want the email.
Was it Gregory or was it Greg?
Greg.
It's Greg. Just Greg.
Yeah.
There's some Greg J out there just terrified to get this read on air.
When we were doing this, did you see the video that was linked to us about like them doing the test on all those things Kevin did to the robbers?
No.
And like what would actually happen to a human being if you did that stuff?
Must have missed that one.
It was like what's the science show? Where they test stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mythbusters. It was kind of like a Mythbusters type of thing. The paint can that he swings into the guy's skull.
That would hurt?
Oh, that would mess you up.
Yeah.
That would mess you up.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. 617-779-0985.
Real quick. We let a caller go a little early because we thought the call was heading down a little bit of a strange area.
You want to apologize for that?
I would like to apologize for that because he was going to say something about Pat Summerall bringing a horse into this hotel.
It was a true story. He did try to bring a horse to a hotel party.
So Pat, supposedly, he... What are you doing? Here's my question. What are you going to do when you get the horse in the hotel?
At the Plaza Hotel.
Like, in the room. Like, where's... That thing just snaps.
They were just trying to do it as a joke.
What, I know, but what if it just starts, like, up on the hind legs? You know, remember an Animal House that it reared up? Whoa! Easy, girl. Easy, girl. Yeah. Yeah.
A small little Niedermeyer. Pony.
Wasn't there a horse in the Bachelor Party movie that Tom Hanks won? Ate a bunch of drugs?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
No, the question now should be, what is it that you were thinking about when you said you got to hang up?
No, we can't talk about that.
You hear some other story about a horse in a hotel room?
A horse house?
With a broadcaster?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
So he told me off the air where he thought it was headed. I'm like, are you sure? Joe in Fall River. Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Joey. Happy Thanksgiving. We got to go quick, Joe. What do you got?
What's your favorite Thanksgiving movie? I got two.
What do you got?
I got Planes, Trains, and the Automobiles.
Excellent.
And Paul Blart Mall Cop.
All great.
Ooh.
All great. It's a good one.
I mean, but Paul Blart's not exclusively a Thanksgiving movie.
The Paul Blart Mall Cop got weird when
trains,
they
planes,
robbed the mall.
Automobiles.
Yeah, and then the kids robbed the mall and his assistant and all that. It went down weird. The kids on skateboards.
I hate to do this to us, Beetle, but Scent of a Woman is a Thanksgiving movie.
He actually mentioned that one on hold.
Can you give us some of the lines that Al Pacino has during the Thanksgiving dinner?
Hey, Charlie.
Right.
Maybe if you went somewhere, it wouldn't be so wound up.
So, we'll leave it there.
He's yelling at his brother like that?
What about the turkey? Like, did he ever talk about the turkey and the stuffing and the gravy and any of that?
No. No. I'm not setting you up for it. I know. Nope.
Nick and Peabody on the same topic. Nick.
Hey, what's up, Beetle?
What's up?
I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
You haven't called in a while, but I heard you guys talking about the movie.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. What do you got? Go. Tell us.
Whatnot. Come on. Listen, what do you got?
So, you ever notice that they spill the milk or whatever when they're eating the pizzas and they throw his boarding pass away, the kid Kevin? That's why they don't realize he's gone when they get on the plane. If you watch closely, you'll see when they clean up the big mess.
Ah, that explains it. It still doesn't explain how she comes to the realization, though, on the plane.
I thought they were passing out the tickets and because they had the bunches, and the lady's like, there's no Kevin. I thought they were passing out like the tickets once they're on the plane, once they're in their seats, trying, well, here's Kevin's. Where's Kevin? Kevin!
Oh.
It's
a continuity flaw.
Damn it, Louth. Louth is home.
You watch it once a year. Don't lie.
I watch it every day. I'd watch that movie every day.
By the way, you guys haven't picked up on a mental block I've had all day.
What about the Revs?
Nope. About the unfortunate loss to the soccer community.
Oh yeah, you've said that name like seven different ways.
I've said it's in my head.
Actually,
I realize I've never said his name out loud before.
I've actually said this to Beetle. I said, "Look at Mr. Soccer in there now." All of a sudden,
well, no,
now you're like tracking like famous soccer people down.
Diego Maradona passed away at the age
Mardonia.
Of 60. Mardonia. I've said it. I've said it. Mardona. I've got.
I was waiting for you to roll the R.
Maradona. I've made it Russian a couple of times.
Well, I learned how to say Jason Tatum's name today. It's Tatum, and that's what I'm going to call him from now on.
He deserves better. The original Hand of God play, because that gets mentioned like, you know, from time to time. There are different Hand of God. Oh, it's the Hand of God. That, but that was him. 86 World Cup, I think. I mean, it was, he knocked the ball in with his hand, but if they asked him about it after the game, he said, well, it was part my head and part the Hand of God. But Diego.
It's a good documentary on him on HBO. He liked to party.
Yeah, there's a video of him doing blow right on the field.
Yeah, there's a video of him maybe getting handed something there on the sideline and the other, his players trying to, this was when he was a coach. But Diego Maradona has passed away. He deserves better than what I gave him today.
And by the way, before we get
here for a long time, here for a good time.
Like a glitch in my head, I couldn't say it.
We've got today's takeaways. First, I just want to let you know, Greg J checked back in. He said it's all good. He just didn't want us to read his email address on the air. We wouldn't do that.
Well, you might as well now. Hold on, let me pull it up.
No,
here it is. I got it right here.
They what? Give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right. Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. They're all fired up because my man Beetle's been dropping a weight. And you could drop that weight too. Get to 6 locations locally or check it out at awaken180weightloss.com. And I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe with your family. Continue to maintain, baby. Let's go. What do we got today?
Two more clips to play from their Thanksgiving highlights.
Oh, nice. Let's do them.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Get right
this
to
guy
it.
Guy from Scott County.
Run up the middle, and 2-1 yard game.
I'm sorry?
Josh Walls, the ball carrier. Josh Rawls, the ball carrier.
Gained a 3 on the play.
Oh, scratch that 3 on the play. Scott County's been doing great this season, though. I mean,
2nd and 7.
They're 6-0. With the win tonight, they'll be 7-0 for the season, expecting the rest.
Good.
Very good in the clutch.
Good info.
Very big.
Bobo on the play. Appears to be recovered by Lawler.
Fumble on the play. But Lawler still gets it for Scott County. Gain of about 2 or 3.
No gain on the play.
Scratch that. No gain.
3rd and 7.
3rd and 7 for the Scott County Scott County Cardinals. Blue Devils are getting ready, trying to stop them. And first down, sadly, Scott County. First down,
Ballers
Scott County.
Pass intended for Scott Daniel.
Oh, incomplete. Scratch that. Incomplete.
Fourth down.
My bad. Fourth down, Scott County. And the Scott County's going to punt it to Blue Devils number...
That's... I can't. I can't.
I'm gonna punt it off.
What do you want to do?
Punt it off.
Fourth down. They're gonna punt it.
Fourth down, Scott County.
Jim, we don't have the ones from Connecticut State where they throw it down to Hana and friends.
No, we've never played that.
No, that's
a TNR thing.
And I think maybe they were asked not to play that anymore.
Oh, it's so good.
Something happened.
I mean, the flowers.
Something
watching?
Happened. I never asked, but I think something happened with that.
Yeah, okay.
One more left. Our favorite middle school football PA announcer.
Oh, she's the best.
Oh, you now.
Who you can now see on the website. It's on the video. Tom found the video.
Oh,
you can see the video.
And the video is of her, not what's happening on the field.
It's not pointed towards the field.
It's pointed at her doing PA work.
So with 3rd and 5, and we are knocking on that goal line, let's see what Coach Cooksey has, what kind of rabbit he's going to pull out of that hat this time. Okay, we only need about those 5 yards, guys. Come on. Oh, and that was some motion there. Look at those yellow flags come out. Definitely. Pick up a few little yards there for that. And looky there, we got us a first down right up on that goal line. All right. Is everybody looking down there towards that goal line? Because we're fixing to cross it in just a minute. Everybody keep your eyes on that goal line. And unfortunately, a little fumble back there in the backfield. But it was recovered by the Wildcats. That's all right. That's okay. That just makes the goal line just a little bit further away. That's all. I'm telling you. Coach Cooksey, and look at Coach White out there. They are getting their act together. We got a little timeout. While we got timeout, let's see if we can't do one more quick celebrity watch.
Oh.
And I do believe Celebrity Watch saw Miss Cown somewhere.
No.
I don't know where she is now. But no. Oh, there she is. Cown. Stand up, Miss Cown, and wave at us down there. There she is, Miss Cown, in all her glory.
Oh, my God.
There she is, and Coach Cookie having the time of his life. There he is.
Thugger Matt's coming your way next. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Have a great weekend.
All right, listeners, thanks for listening to us. Be safe. Enjoy with your family.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid ass. T-O-O. Stupid ass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on one of the great getaway days on the sporting calendar or any other kind of calendar.
It's the mankind.
Right. See, it used to be, Maz, the biggest green light drinking day on the calendar, I think.
Yep.
Used to be my favorite. Nowadays, you know. Well, maybe it still is the biggest drinking day of the year. It's just a little bit of a different situation. Anyway.
I don't know about you. I'm getting polluted in my house tonight.
We're bringing the same program we usually do on this day with all of our high school calls to get you ready for your high school games tomorrow, which I know aren't happening. But we do it every Wednesday. This started during the Beatle era. He sort of started this thing, and we've carried it through throughout the years. So it's a lot of the same clips because we can't find anything better than what we've been playing over the years. So you'll hear a lot of local high school clips throughout the course of the day, which is just a tradition here on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving on Felger and Maz. We're also going to treat it like an agenda-free Friday. So let's just talk about anything you want, and we'll open up your phones.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.